This is Akashvani, the news read by Hingbia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that today's India seeks to connect with everyone and wants the development and welfare of all. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Modi said, "For decades, India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations." He noted that the world now respects India as Vishwabandhu. The Prime Minister also shared his thoughts on the significant contribution made by the Indian diaspora in strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. He also commended their role in the success of Operation Ganga. Mr. Modi called upon the community to become a brand ambassador of tourism to India and be part of its growth story. He noted that the Dobri Maharaja, Kolhapur and Battle of Monte Cassino memorials were shining examples of vibrant people-to-people ties between the two countries. The Prime Minister announced the launch of the Jam Sahib Memorial Youth Exchange Program. Under this initiative, India will invite 20 Polish youths annually to visit India. The Prime Minister spoke about the transformative progress achieved by India in the last 10 years. He expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the next few years. Mr. Modi also spoke about his vision for the country to becoming a developed nation, Viksit Bharat, by 2047. He stated that Poland and India are enhancing their partnership in areas of new technology and clean energy and driving green growth. Mr. Modi stated that India, as mother of democracy, and its shared values with Poland bring the two countries closer. In Assam, the cabinet approved a bill yesterday to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and rules of 1935, which allowed underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the state cabinet decided to abolish the act, and yesterday's meeting authorized the repealing bill required to implement this decision. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma stated that the cabinet has taken a significant step to ensure justice for the daughters and sisters of Assam by adding additional safeguards against child marriage. The new bill will be tabled in the assembly in the next session. The Chief Minister also noted that the cabinet decided to reduce VAT on CNG to 5%. Additionally, the cabinet approved a financial sanction of 200 crore rupees for the Assam Cancer Care Foundation to support the Assam Cancer Care Project for 2024-25. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, today said that NVIDIA has promised support for India AI mission. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that both sides discuss ways to leverage artificial intelligence, AI, for solving India-specific problems. He said they also discuss potential development of Bharat's own AI chip. In March this year, the Union Cabinet had approved the comprehensive national-level India AI mission with a budget outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees. The Indian AI mission will establish a comprehensive ecosystem, catalyzing AI innovation through strategic programs and partnerships across the public and private sectors. The medical superintendent and vice principal, Bulbul Mukhopadhyay, along with principal Surita Paul, have been removed from their positions at the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata. Moreover, two other senior officials, including Arunavudatta Chaudhary, head of the chest department, and the assistant superintendent of the hospital, have also been dismissed. Earlier, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, interrogated the former principal of R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, at CGO Complex in Kolkata yesterday. The agency also interrogated the present medical superintendent and vice principal of the hospital, Bulbul Mukhopadhyay. Meanwhile, the former deputy medical superintendent of R.G. Kaur Medical College, Akhtar Ali, had appealed to the Calcutta High Court for the initiation of Enforcement Directorate investigation into the financial fraud and mismanagement in the hospital against the former principal of the hospital, Sandeep Ghosh. The court has granted permission. The Indian hockey team, which won bronze medal at the just-concluded Paris Olympics, was accorded a rousing welcome at Bhubaneswar in Odisha last afternoon. A large number of people, including sports enthusiasts, thronged the Biju Patnaik International Airport to welcome the hockey players and greet them. And that is the end of this news bulletin.